It's time for Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer. Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Praise the Lord. Sister Sabrina, will you please open up with prayer?
Father, we just thank you this evening, again, just for a right now word as we come together to hear the word of the Lord, that God, you are speaking from heaven above. Lord, I pray that you open up our ears. I pray that you open our heart. And God, that our eyes that are blinded will see what the Spirit of God wants for his people. I thank you right now that the word that's going forth is a living organism that will go and destroy and break every yoke, every deceptive spirit, every healing that's needed, God. The word will go out and it will not return void. And I thank you for touching Pastor Smith. I thank you for anointing her words as she begins to minister to your people, and that God, we will have a heart to receive. Let us not be the ones that hear and allow the enemy to come in and to prick our hearts to take the living word of God away from us. I thank you right now that that word that you gave me, we are sealed by the very blood of Jesus, and I bind and rebuke the enemy that would try to come against this time as we fellowship with one another to circulate and to provoke the living word of God to be activated in our hearts. And I thank you in advance for a deliverance word right now in the hearts of your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome to all the new and returning listeners. God bless you all. Just a few announcements. There are now 6 ways to receive a word from God through our ministry. The first being this Tuesday night prayer line, which you're already a part of. Thanks be to God. The second is our 8 p.m. Wednesday night prayer line at the number of 916-588-9688. The third way is in-person services Sundays at 1:30 p.m. The address is 6920 Larchmont Avenue. That's in North Highlands, Sacramento County. I do want to say we will not be having services this Sunday as it is Christmas Eve. So we will not have services this Sunday, December 24th. The fourth way is to call in and listen live to the word going forth every Sunday, except this Sunday, at 2:15 Pacific Standard Time. The number again is 916-588-9688. The fifth way is through a written prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer. The P.O. Box number is 1366 North Highlands, California, 95660. No return address is required because God knows who and where you are. All prayer requests will be prayed over by Pastor Smith. The sixth way is also written request through email, and the email address is fghprayer@yahoo.com. Just remember that there will be no service on this Sunday, which is Christmas Eve. And also, keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, giving reverence to God, his word, and his works. And please remember to mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Pastor Smith, this is Sabrina. Yes, I do have a testimony. I just thank God right before we got started. My phone was just misplaced. I was running around here with, like a chicken with my head cut off. Like, what in the world? Nobody had the phone numbers written down anywhere. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, what's going to happen? Anyway, I stopped finally, and my husband said, slow down. And I slowed down, and he went outside, and he said, just pray. So I went ahead and prayed. Anyway, he ended up finding my phone. And the Lord just taught me a little bit of a lesson out of that, just being rushed and being busy. But not only that, we don't know what people are going through that's on this line. And so when we come together in the power of agreement, we want God to just do his thing that he's going to do in their lives so they can be free. The other thing, Pastor, I'd like to testify about is that, and I'm very private, but I want to just share this much, is that you gave me a word in service, and those of you who are there, you'll remember that the enemy was attacking me with the spirit of infirmities and diseases. And so some things happened within this last week. I had this urgent situation come up, and Pastor, I had to walk it out when I was in the exam room or in doing all these diagnostic testing. I had to believe God, and I just thank him for being faithful because he showed up. He didn't say that he's going to, I'm healed right away. I am healed. I do know that, but I got to walk this process out. So anybody that's knowing that God has done something for them and he's given them words, hold on to that word. Keep that word alive because God says he watches over his word to perform it. So I just thank God for the encouraging word.
Thank the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Amen, Pastor Smith. I thank God for my daughter-in-law's testimony. Because, you know, the Bible says you overcome Satan by the words of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And what Sabrina said is so very, very true. When we get a word from God regarding our body, the enemy's going to fight that. But, you know, you have to believe what God said over everything, the doctor's report, all of it. And according to your faith, be it unto thee. So, Sabrina, that was a good testimony that you gave. And I thank God for it because that's how we overcome the enemy. Many times people have got blessings, but they don't say anything about it. You have to tell of God's goodness. So I thank God tonight for his word, and I just thank God for the prayer line. Pray for me.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Well, this is Tamara. I just want to thank the Lord for the fellowship we had on Sunday there at Full Gospel House of Prayer and the Coat Ministry and the things that Full Gospel House is doing in the community through the ministry. And I just thank the Lord for that, again, for the coats and those that were there and the fellowshipping. Just thank God for that.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? Well, I thank God for the testimony. I have a testimony. I really thank God for the support with the ministry. And I thank God for Sister Penny, how every door was closed, the devil thought. But the Lord opened the door for us to find the coast for the need of the families and for the community. And it was a very successful time. I thank God for the ones that was there to clean up, to cook, to prepare everything, and everything was just done in love. There was no complaints, and everybody was working together. So I thank God for the fellowship, and I thank God for the people that's a part of this fellowship. And we're going on Wednesday, tomorrow, to give our coats to the Cola Elementary School. It's a school in our area where there's a lot of needed people and on fixed income. So we have a connection with the principal there, and so we're going to bring coats in the morning at 8 o'clock, Sister Penny and I. So I thank the Lord for what he's doing. We're going to get into the Word of God now. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the breath of God to breathe life to this Word. You said, oh God, when we lift you up, you will draw men unto you. It is time for men to be drawn unto you. We thank you for your anointing to breathe upon this word tonight by faith for the deliverance of your people in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Matthew, the 10th chapter, verses 34 through 39. Matthew, the 21st chapter, verses 17 through 20, please. Again, Matthew 10, 34 through 39. In Matthew 21:17-20. When everyone get those two books, that one book and those two scriptures, will you please say amen?
Amen.
You said Matthew 17.
Matthew 10:34-39. Matthew 21:17-20.
Okay. Thank you.
This word is a word of encouragement for disciples tonight. God really encouraging his people in this hour because, like Sabrina said, there's so much is going on in our personal life and things around us. So this word is a word of encouragement to disciples tonight. And God wants you to know he's not a hard God, but he's a God of tenderness. He's a tender, merciful God. And any time God come in a place in our life and begin to uproot things in our lives, it's for healing, saints of God. He's not a hard God. He's a tender God. And tonight, we're going to see it by the word of God. Because God know how to get to the root of every problem in our lives. And when God go in, he cut things to the quick. He know how to uproot. He don't make a mistake, saints of God. And this is the word. And what when he uproot, he heals. Healing comes through things being uprooted. And when God uproot something, he replaces it with healing. It's like when you have a disease and they have do surgery on you and they pull that thing out of you. And you are healed. So anytime God uproot or remove anything or take anything or detach anything or weed out something, he allow it to grow back with his seed, saints of God. So anytime God dry up anything in our lives or cause things to decease in our lives or end, or he split some things up or he dissolves some things, or something wither up and it's closed, it's finished, mean no more, no communication. It means that God is doing something so supernatural and healing for you to mature, and for things to come alive again. And we're going to see it by the word of God. Matthew 10:34-39, please.
Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it.
This word may not sound good to our ears. We're talking about the sword. And the sword is God's mouth, the word of God. And disciples, this is what God wants us to know. When we are going through these type of predicaments, these things that happened in our lives, because you are a disciple of God, you have a personal relationship with God. Not to all these things we're saying, we just read. You have a personal relationship with God. All the matters of your life is connected with God. And you become close to God. So when that happens to you, things begin to change around you. And this is what God is saying tonight. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the world. No, I did not come to bring peace, but a sword, his word. I came to set sons against their fathers and daughters against their mothers, daughter-in-laws against their mother-in-laws. A man's worst enemy would be the members of his own family. Whoever loves his father or mother more than me is not fit to be my disciple. Whoever loves his son or daughter more than me is not fit to be my disciple. Whoever does that not take up his cross and follow me in my step is not fit to be my disciple. Whoever tried to gain his own life will lose it. But whoever loses life for my sake will gain it again. Meaning he gonna bless you. He's not talking about just leaving our families. He's talking about the word of God. The word separate us. The word bring a dissension many times. When everything around us is peaceful, the world peace I'm talking about. And we just get along with one another. Everything is honky-dory. And once you get saved, changes come. Especially to those that's not saved, that are a part of you, a part of you and around you, in your midst. There cometh a cutting between people. Talking about the sword of the word. Things begin to change for as deceased, and some things begin to be where their things begin to wither up. This is what this word is saying tonight. And that happens, saints, when you are following Christ. You are truly his disciple, meaning that you are sold out. And you know that you have experienced this. You that have sold out. And I remember so vivid when I sold out to God. I was walking into that place where his spirit was working through me. And you know when that happened, you want everyone to be saved. You just is so full of new life. And you want to tell everybody about the goodness of the Lord. You want them to have a relationship with God. And I remember this so vivid many moons ago, many years ago. My friends, that we did things together. We went out and we had fun together. And so this particular time, it was during Mardi Gras. I'll never forget it. And there were people coming together. We was having parties, and we were just having just big plans. Things were just being planned for the Mardi Gras. And so I went, but I was going to tell them about Jesus. And I was getting ready to thought I was going to tell them all about the goodness of the Lord and what God had done for me. And I'll never forget this. It left an impression in my mind that I would never forget. My friend, who I had been friends with for years, my worldly friend, we was at this person's house, and she said, "Oh, stop it. I'm not having that in my house. This is my party, and you're not going to mess my party up. You're not going to mess my fun up." She opened up the door, and she took me by my hand and said, "Leave my house and don't come back here with that Jesus stuff." And that thing, it hurt me, but God said, "You are mine now." And she don't understand this relationship you and I have. And so what I'm saying, saints of God, that relationship was dissolved. That relationship ended. Because she said, "I was not going to mess up what she had plans. I was not going to cause that fun and those pleasures of the world." And so I was tossed out of that person's life. She invited me out of her life. But that didn't mean I didn't pray for her. I prayed for her continuously that the Spirit of God would draw her. But there was a sword. It was a cutting apart. And these are what disciples go through. And I'm encouraging you tonight that there are some things that may have came into relationship. There are some things that may have been pulled apart in your life tonight. There are some things that has been detached from your life tonight. And there are some things that God has weeded up. He's not a hard God, thanks to God. He's a tender God. And what he's doing is working for your good, even when you don't understand it. He's bringing forth a seed of healing inside of you. And we're going to see it by the word of God. This is a word of encouragement. When the sword of the word is separating you and friendship, it's dissolving some things. Some things are withering in your life. Some things are falling apart. I'm talking with people, relationship, and things. And things are being rooted up, meaning removed and pulled up and detached. Because the sword of the word is doing this. And God wants you to be encouraged tonight. He wants you to pray when you are misunderstood. He wants you to pray when they don't want to communicate with you. He wants you to pray when they are saying that you're weird and they don't want to hear all this Jesus stuff. He wants you to pray when those relationships is not like it used to be, because you are not like you used to be. You are in relationship with God. And so you are going to be misunderstood. People are not going to want to hang out with you anymore. They're not going to want to go into places that you go, because there is a difference. You are in relationship with God. But that doesn't mean that you don't stop praying for an individual. I pray for my friend. I pray for her that the Spirit of God will draw her and her husband into relationship with God. I did not stop. I continuously to pray. But there was a separation. We didn't go to the same places anymore. We didn't have no communication for us. Our conversation was totally like all in water. Why? Because God did this. I didn't do it because I wanted to still hang with her. I wanted her to have what I had. But she didn't want it. Matthew 21:17-20, please.
And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it, and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away?
This is the word of God. He went to Bethany. You must know what Bethany means. Bethany means unripened figs. He had to go to Bethany. The word Bethany means unripened figs. And that's what Jesus seen. There was no fruit on that tree. So he had to go to Bethany. That's why he had to go to Bethany concerning Lazarus. Lazarus lived in the village of Bethany. And the spirit of premature death fell on Lazarus. But the spirit of the word went in and spoke to the grave, and Lazarus was brought forth. So when something the devil desired to premature die, I want you to get this tonight, saints of God. The spirit of the word will quicken that thing and cause a seed of life to come into you. So Jesus was hungry. He went and he saw a fig tree that was by the side of the road, and nothing was on that tree. It was barren. It had leaves on it. The relationships, the things that's barren, God wants you to know tonight, he's doing a work that maybe you don't understand, and some communication is being cut off. Some things are being displaced and ended and split and moved. I'm talking about those former things that you guys used to do together, hang out or whatever. Things are being dissolved because it's God. It's God. He said there was nothing on that tree. He was hungry. He wanted to eat. So he sent a word to that tree and said, You'll never again bear fruit. and that fig tree dried up to the root. Some things are drying up to the root because God doing a healing for you, thanks to God. The disciples saw it and was astounded. And they asked the question, how did the fig tree dry up so quickly? It was because of God's word. His word hit that tree. That tree was barren. It's some things that barren around in your life, some things that you want to hold on to that's not bringing any fruit. Those things that God said, I got to uproot something. Some things got to dry up. Some things must decease. Some things must be departed. And what does he do? He uproot to the quick. That means that whole system is just totally pulled up by God. You don't have nothing to do with this. It's a God thing, and you have no control over it. I didn't have no control over that relationship. I had no control over many things in my life like you and I don't, because when you are a disciple, you're sold out to the Lord Jesus. That means everything about you belongs to God. Every matter in your life, everything you're connected to is God's problem, everything. So what God is doing for many saints in this hour, he is drying up something that you used to tolerate with. He's drying up something that you used to think that it's all right to do. He's drying up something that you're saying it's all right to hang out with. It's something that I need. I can do this and I can handle it. No, you can't handle it, because God said you are immature. This is premature death to your spiritual life, and I got to dry up these things by the sword of the Spirit, which is my word. I got to come in, and I got to come in and cause those things that's not rooted in me, these systems that they have no access to me, I got to detach. I got to bring control over it. And that means I got to remove, I got to take away, I got to pull up. He's drying up. He's causing things to end. He's splitting up. He's moving. He's dissolving things. He's finishing things. He's whittling things. Because you are going to mature. I had to mature in the things of the Lord. I had to mature. And so it didn't mean that God didn't love me or those people. He loved us all. But you have an assignment by God. You are set up by God. You have something inside of you, hallelujah, that's something that you don't quite understand yet, because the process is going on in your life, because God is doing something supernatural for you, because thy kingdom come, thy will be done is living inside of you. The will of God is producing something inside of you, and you are an access to God so that you can stand in the gap for the people that the Lord is by his Spirit is saying, I got to uproot, I got to move you, I got to separate you unto me, so you can pray for these people, so they can come forth and get delivered, so the communication is going to be different, thanks to God, so the conversation is going to be different, thanks to God, so the thing that you used to could do and do with them is going to be totally different, and you're not going to understand it. You're going to think you're doing something, but you are not doing anything. It's the Lord that's doing that. This is what God has to do for Lazarus in Bethany, because the devil prematurely took Lazarus, but the Spirit of God went to that place in Bethany, that unripened place, that place that has withered up, and spoke to that spirit of death to loose Lazarus, to come forth, Lazarus. It's a time for coming forth tonight, and I want you to be encouraged tonight, because it ain't over with. The Lord is using you as an example. It's not ended. Somebody going to get saved through your life. Somebody's going to get delivered. So when God began to take you out of mess and take you out of stuff that is causing you not to mature, it's because God wants someone delivered. He is walking in Bethany tonight. He's coming against that unripened fruit, saints of God. And God is using you as an instrument. temperament because you're denying yourself. And don't take it personally tonight. I didn't take it personally when my friend invited me out of her house. It was like oil and water. We had nothing in common anymore because I had turned my life over to God. I had a personal relationship to him. He brings division between those who are faithful and those who are not. This is the word of God. He said he brings division between those who are faithful and those who are not. That means a cutting between people, places, and things, saints of God. I'm talking about the word does that. And so I'm encouraging the saints of God. I'm talking about disciples. Disciples have a personal relationship with God. You don't own yourself anymore. You belong to God. You belong to God, and all the matters of your life is connected to God, thanks to God. And I had to come to that by the word of God. And so what it does, it helped you to mature in the Lord. You are not going to continue to stay in a novice state. A novice person is an unlearned person. You're going to mature in the things of God, and you're not going to take it personally when people don't understand you and things begin to wither up between you, people, places, and things, because you're not going to be able to do those things. I'm telling you, I went through the process. I went through that, but the Spirit of the Lord is having me to encourage you tonight that when God began to do a separation, when God began to uproot, because this is what this word is saying tonight, when he began to pull up weeds all around you, it's for you and I to pray. And what God would do it, can't nobody undo it. He had to go to Bethany. Bethany, as I explained to you, means unripened figs. He had to go and do a work in Bethany and uproot and do what we cannot do, because we to have family, friends, neighbors, or whatever, and we are in relationship with them when we are not saved. God comes to split up that piece that's not of him. That's what I'm trying to explain to you, so juvenile, so elementary. He comes to bring division for that piece that's not of God. He comes to bring a sword. And so many times we have a problem with that, but this word is explaining it so clearly tonight. Someone please get Acts 20 and 27. Please read it. Acts 20, verse 27.
Reads, "And they all wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him." Oh, I'm sorry. Was that 37? I'm sorry.
Acts 20, verse 27.
Okay. "For I have not shunned to declare unto you all of the counsel of God."
This is what God is saying tonight. He wants us to declare the whole counsel of God. It must be made known, saints of God. And so what God comes in, in order for us to declare the whole counsel of God, things have to be rooted up. Things have to come into a place where things are removed and detached. And what God does, he come in and place his seed. Because when he uproots something, he go to the quick of it. It's no life no longer in that place. and he had to put his seed in there so life can come forth. So this is a word of encouragement tonight. You that are disciple of God, if you are very comfortable and still going to clubs, still going to places where you're in an environment where people are getting high, smoking weed, and you can still hang out in those places, if you can be in communication with friends that you know cheating on their husband or their wives, and you're all right with it, if you can be around people that's destroying characters and gossiping, pulling people apart, and you just can sit in that atmosphere and be all right with it, if you can be in places that is so defiled and can just stay in that situation and feel all right with it, something wrong with the picture, saints of God, because the Spirit of God will bring conviction to your soul. The Spirit of God will begin to stir you as never before, and you are not going to be able to hold it in. You're going to lift up Jesus. You're going to lift up the cross, and what they're going to do, they're going to dismiss you. But if you can stay comfortable in those situations, if you can just constantly stay in and out that situation and still say that you are a disciple and do it for years, I know some people do it for years and years, something wrong with that discipleship, saints of God, because the Spirit of God comes with a sword. His word is a sword. His word comes to do what? To divide. His word. Something is wrong. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to divine the son of soul and spirit of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God is a quickening power. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. So when disciples, and we say we are disciples, and we can be comfortable and still hang out like that and still gather like that and be okay all of, in those surroundings, something is wrong with our discipleship, because the Spirit and the sword of the word, it comes and cut by the mouth of God. And so this is encouragement for you that's going through. God is not hard. God is tender. And some people cutting you off, they don't want to hang with you. They don't want to socialize with you anymore. Things are ending. Relationship falls apart. And things, people move on, and you still holding up Jesus. You got to keep doing the things of God. Things are withering your life with communication and people and things. It's because God is doing something within you with his word. Lazarus had to come forth. He could not stay in a tomb. Premature death could not take him over, because the Spirit of the word brought him out, because he still had work to do. And that's what God is doing for true disciples in this hour. He is cutting, he's dividing, because the Spirit of his word, he is moving in such a way, and many times you get in a place where you just don't understand what's happened, because it seems like you've been banished. But no, you're not, saints. I want you to be encouraged today. I want you to be encouraged tonight. It happened because it happened with me. But it was for the glory of God, because God has true disciples. I'm talking about true disciples. That's what Moses was. He said he'd rather suffer with the saints of God than enjoy pleasure for what? A season. Remember, it's a season now. I prayed for my friend until she departed from this earth. I prayed that she would receive her salvation. I prayed for her husband till he departed from this earth. I prayed that they received salvation. That they didn't want to hang out with me anymore. They didn't want to fellowship with me anymore. But it had nothing to do because I knew that God wanted those people saved. And I had to be separated so I could pray them through. So what am I saying tonight? I want you to be of good cheer tonight. I want you to know that any time that God go and uproot something, it's barren. It's no good. It's empty. It's seedless. It ain't bringing forth nothing. Anytime he move in our lives like that and cut things to the quick and dry it up and detach anything that got weeds around and he moves and he ends something, it's always working for your good, saints of God. You are his disciple. So don't be weary in well doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. It's not time to faint. When the enemy wanted me to faint, because that was my good time friend, and I wanted her to have everything that I was having. Come on, in Jesus. Because we hanged out. We did things together. But she didn't want that part of my life. But I loved her so much. I allowed her to say, I'm separating from you. But I said, I'm putting you on the altar. Because I know God has separated us for a purpose. That when the calamity come in your life, I can be an intercessor for you. Saints, you are powerfully being used of God when you allow God to uproot, when you don't interfere with the plans of God, when God uproots anything, you're going to look back later on in life and say, it was all for my good. Anytime he uproots and he moves your life into a different direction where seeds gonna bring forth fruit, it's always good. It's not bad. And he's not a hard God. He's a good God. He knows the beginning and he knows the ending. You only see things as far as your eyes can see and as far as God will allow you to comprehend. God knows everything about you and I, every single thing. So when God comes into your life, into our lives, and he begin to uproot, he begin to wither things away, he begin to cause things to end and dissolve, it's working for your good. Why? Because God's going to use you in this hour as never before. We are in the closing hour. The word of God says perilous time, and the love of many shall wax cold. Men will be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God, desiring pleasure and not God. And the Bible say it's don't feel like it's some strange things happening when they don't want to hang with you anymore, when things seem to be turned upside down with those familiar people, places or thing that no longer they want you to be a part of it. You need to rejoice and thank God for it, because God's plan is working in your life, saints of God. I'm encouraging you for the new year, that the Spirit of God is uprooting this hour as never before. The Spirit of God is causing, hallelujah, things that was intact that you thought was going to be yours. He's saying that ain't yours. You thought it was. I'm separating. I'm dividing. I'm pulling up. I'm causing things to be turned around because you belong to me. And this is the time to do what? Rejoice. It's a time to say, thank you, Father, that you love me so much, because you know my life much better than me, because you are the creator and I'm your child, and you made me, I didn't make myself. And so any time, thanks to God, when the Spirit of God uproot and remove and take away and pull up and detach and reduce, he's controlling a system that you don't have a clue about. You don't have a clue about what's in the future for you, because the plans of God is over your life. And whenever God does something, it's always good, because he don't begin a good work not to bring it into completion. That's Philippians 1:6. He don't begin a good work not to bring it into completion. He's the God of completion. And so this is an hour of praises and thanks God. You're going into the new year, and God is uprooting some things. God is saying some things are dissolved, over with, done. Put a fork in it. It's over with. And I'm doing this. And you have no control over it, because you belong to me. And that's when you are to praise and give thanksgiving to God. First Thessalonians 5:18. He said, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning me and you. All things. And so this is a night of encouragement. You're getting ready to go into a new year. God's uprooting. He's moving like a sword with his word of God, with his word in this hour. And some things are withering, but God is putting new seed, bringing up new things, and it's been brought up by the Holy Ghost, and it's not going to be barren, unfruitful. It's going to be good for you. And so tonight, this is a sound going out to you that God is doing a quick work in this hour. And some things that you're going through is frustrating to you tonight. We're going to pray against the frustration. We're going to pray against these things that you're trying to make right and make it healthy and well. You and I cannot do it. He is the healer. He is the thing that make things healthy. He's the thing. He's the one that make things well. And that's why he had to go to Bethany, because it was unripened fruit. And this is a word of encouragement for you to look up and you to praise God, because he's embedding something great inside of you for the new year. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
This is Tamara. I have two. One's from Sabrina. She was had to get off the line. She says that she has a coworker who has a 12-year-old nephew that was diagnosed with a brain disformity, which can cause him to be paralyzed, or it could take his life with or without surgery. So she's asking prayer for that nephew of her coworker. I also have an ex-coworker named Nikki, whose daughter may have to go to Valley Children's for knee surgery, and she's only an eighth grader. So I'm just asking for prayer and that God will be done as far as with her doctor's appointment and next steps for her.
Okay. Did anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there is any more prayer requests, we're going to go before the throne room. Father, this is a word of exaltation. It's a word, oh God, to let us know you're not hard, but you're tender. It's a word, oh God, that you can see straight through us, oh God. You know our intention. You know what's hindering us, oh God, in our lives. God, I thank you tonight that you see the root of the problem of all of us, oh, tonight, oh God. And you're God that will go into a place and cut down and remove everything so that we can be healed. You said that Jesus came to send a sword with himself. He came with a sword to cut everything asunder that not based on a personal relationship to himself. And Father, we read it by the word of God tonight. This is a good word. This is a word of healing. This is a word of deliverance, oh God. because we are your disciples. And you love your disciples. And you want them, oh Father, not to walk continually in a premature state. But you want us to be strong in the power of God and your word. And Father, I thank you tonight that I know it works. It's a process, but it works so perfectly because you're over it. And anything you do is well. And God, I thank you tonight that it is well. And we're going to say it as that woman said. When her child was in a state of sleep, she never said he was asleep. She said, it is well. It is well, Father. You're uprooting many things. You're going into places. You're detaching many things. You're going into places, oh God, and you're causing things to dry up and to end, to split and to be removed. You're dissolving some things that's over with, that's finished. And, Father, many times we don't quite understand it. It brings frustration to our spirit. And we go and try to do things that can never be done. That is the hands of God is doing it because it's for our good. But many times we have not gotten to that place where the relationship has become personal. We're in the process, oh Father. I was in the process, oh Father. But, oh Father, once you begin to see the intents of our hearts and our mind, you see it because you made us, God. And you reveal yourself so to us, oh God, that it's working for your good. I want you to pray for that individual. It's not going to be ever be the same like it was before your salvation. Things going to be different. That's what a disciple means, that he is or she is following the Lord, that they have denied themselves, and they have picked up their cross to follow him. That's Luke 9:23. And, Father, I thank you that you're teaching us, you're leading us how to follow you, and you have to uproot. You have to cut down. You have to cause things to decease. Things have to be dissolved for us to follow you. Because that's what your word is a sword, oh Father. It brings division. It tears apart. But it's for our good tonight. We're going into a new dispensation. We're going into the new year. And God, you uprooting things before the new year even come forth. So we can come into this new year full of life and full of healing. And God, I thank you for it tonight, that you're controlling everything, even though we don't quite understand it, Father. We thank you, God, that you love Bethany, that unripened fig tree. That's why you had to go there, oh Father, so life can come forth and those weeds and those root systems could be pulled up. And I thank you tonight. You know how to pull up like no one else. And that's why the disciples was marveled. They were astounded. How could this man speak a word on that thing and that thing obeyed his voice? That's what you're doing. You're speaking a word over a situation in our lives, and we don't understand it. It's got to obey what you say, Father, because you're saying that there are going to be fruit coming forth out of us. We will not be barren in this next year coming up. Those things that have been unfruitful in our lives, you said, I'm like a warrior. I'm pulling it up by my sword tonight. And, Father, you're doing it for our good. So I pray for the Spirit of God to strengthen your people in those places that roots is being pulled up, that things are being dried up, that things are being deceased and departed, and those things are ended in their lives, and there's been a split, and there are things that's been moved by God, dissolved by God, withering by God, that the Spirit of God is replacing some good seed for us, and we are praying anyway. You said we ought to always pray and not faint. And God, I thank you for the prayer warriors, those disciples of God that's praying for loved ones, praying for those that are not saved, praying for those ex-friendships that, hallelujah, have dissolved because it's like oil and water. They're no longer walking on the same path. They're no longer walking in the same way, but they're trying to hang out. They're trying to be in their midst, and they are not fitting the place because they're no longer a part of it, but they're trying to hang in. But God, you're doing a separation. You're doing a pulling up. You're doing a pulling apart. You're causing them to move in another direction. So, Father, as they move in that new direction, as that seed is being planted in them by God, that the Spirit of God caused good plants to come forth, that they would no longer be barren in the name of Jesus, that they'll go forth in this new year, oh God, fruitful, blessing, healed, delivered in Jesus' name. Because those things that's barren, that's unfruitful, tonight, God, you're uprooted. God, you're separated. God, you're causing to go into a new direction. And God, I thank you for it. For the healing blood of Jesus is over their lives tonight because of the cross. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. God, I thank you tonight for your disciples tonight that you are separated unto you, O God. They have been separated by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. All their matters, everything connected to them is in your care tonight, and it's well by faith in Jesus' name, and I'm going to praise you for it, Father. Father, I thank you tonight for this co-worker, the one with the brain problem, that they say, oh, Father, that nothing good is coming out of it. But in Jesus' name, I look to the Spirit of God to reverse every word, everything that's gone out of doctor's mouth, everything that they're thinking that's going to happen. I look to the blood of Jesus to bring a reversal tonight in the name of Jesus. I send the healing word of God. You say you sent your word to heal us and to save us from destruction. I come against those destructive words in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God reverse every word tonight in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for healing, God, in the brain. I thank you that the brain cells come separate to this word, and everything that's not functioning properly, that the healing virtues of Jesus, hallelujah, that your word, your blood, your spirit attach yourself to the brain. And tonight, I thank you by faith for a reversal. In Jesus' name, I thank you for this daughter, this child that's going into knee surgery, that the Spirit of God, that go into that place, oh God, where doctors are, where technicians are, where they're performing the surgery, that the Spirit of God, hallelujah, work in those places, that the Spirit of God will heal in those areas in Jesus' name, that knee comes separate to the word tonight in Jesus' name, that the healing virtues of Jesus will attach itself to the knee. And I thank you, oh Father, that person, that child will walk and not stumble, that her knees will be healthy and well in Jesus' name. We rebuke and we bind any crippling state that the devil would desire to put upon her. We send the word of God of healing to the knee in Jesus' name, that she will walk upright in Jesus' name and not stumble and not be crippled in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. Father, I thank you for the saints of God tonight that's going to a new dispensation, and that the Spirit of God is bringing them into a new place, that the spirit of healing is on their life because they are your disciples in Jesus' name, and that, Father, you're bringing something so wonderful, so marvelous in their lives. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. That's in 1 Corinthians 2:9. Father, I thank you tonight that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. These are your disciples. They love you, God. You have prepared great things in this new coming year for them. I thank you for the Spirit of God to encourage them by the word of God tonight. I come against every spirit that want them to be in frustration, that they want them to be low in spirit. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. These false emotions, I send the word of God to dissolve you in Jesus' name. They're going to look up and not die because the Spirit of God is moving in a new place in their life, and the old barren thing is being withered up by the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God is uprooting, and new things should come forth because the seed of God is producing new things in their lives. And I thank you for the Spirit of God to now move over them and cause their spirit now, God, to be full of joy and thanksgiving. And I praise you for it. I pray for the homeless worldwide, that the Spirit of God supply every need, that the enemy has came against them, but I thank you for providing tonight in Jesus' name, supplying their needs. I pray in Jesus' name that you draw in the unsaved, cause prodigal sons and daughters to return back to God. I thank you for the spirit of reconciliation, homes, family, and lives, oh God, that's been torn apart, that the spirit of God say, I am the repair of the breach. Repair those places and those things, oh God, that no one can repair like you. I thank you, Father, for the spirit of repairment. Now to go in, God, and go into places and repair things, oh Father, that's fragile, that's fell apart, that the enemy has came in and have disturbed, that healing go forth in the name of Jesus. I pray this prayer by faith in Jesus' name to the spirit of the Lord to move over the single parents. And God, you are that absent parent. Supply their need. Open doors that they need to walk through. Give them favors in Jesus' name. I pray for the single men and women that stay faithful to God in their bodies, minds, spirit, and soul. I come against every spirit that would desire to snare them in Jesus' name, that the spirit of God would cut every snare in Jesus' name, that their feet will be no longer entangled with the snares of Satan in Jesus' name. I pray in Jesus' name for the divorcees, that the spirit of God will heal in every area, oh Father, that they are experiencing divorce, that healing will go for the children, the loved ones that's around them that's been affected by divorce in Jesus' name. I pray in Jesus' name for the homeless, for the helpless, for the people without jobs. I pray in Jesus' name that you open employment for those that's waiting on jobs. I pray in Jesus' name for healing to come forth for those that need healing in their body, mind, in their spirit, that the spirit of God will heal them from all diseases, everything that's lacking in their lives, that doors be open. I pray, oh Father, for the low income, that they barely can make it, that the spirit of God do as he did with the fish in the load, that the spirit of God would increase that they have, that they be faithful stewards over the things that they have, that God bring in the increase. I bind up the spirit of waste in Jesus' name. You said when we waste, we shall come to want. I come against that spirit of wastefulness in Jesus' name, because God, you don't want us to come to want. But when we waste, your word said we will come to want. I renounce those spirit in Jesus' name, a wasteful spirit, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you tonight, Father, that you anoint your people to be good stewards over that you have given them, oh God, that the spirit of God will not allow them to follow the Joneses, oh God, that they, God, will be in a place, oh God, where you will lead them how, what to do, when to spend, and when not to, oh Father. And I thank you tonight, Father, for the spirit of God to go into those places, oh God, where things appear to be dirty. Oh, clean those places, oh God, that the spirit of God will go into a cleanses in places, God, that seem uncleansable. But the spirit of God will go in and begin to do what no one else can do. I thank you for healing tonight. I thank you for deliverance tonight. I thank you for doors opening tonight. I thank you that those that waited upon a miracle, that the spirit of God activate a miracle in their lives. I thank you, God, for every need he met, that you supplied tonight in Jesus' name. I thank you for safety on the highways and byways, that the spirit of God will come against premature death. I thank you for as they go in and out, that no one will assault them, that no one will rob them, that no one will hijack their cars, that they will be safe, oh God, as they go to and forth in the name of Jesus, that the spirit of God has his angels encamped around about them. I thank you for Psalms 91 being upon them in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over them, oh God, the blood of Jesus, oh Father, when they're in reckless traffic, that the blood of Jesus will get them home safe and get them to their destination safe, that the blood of Jesus will come against anything that tragedy tonight in Jesus' name. You say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I thank you for your healing word now to go out and attach your people by faith in Jesus' name, and I praise you for it in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, saints.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains. with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio,
or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.